How long did it take before they finally gave you the winner? It's like minutes.
I knew who the winner was.
Apparently, I'm the winner right now, Rico. Wow.
Number one.
Well, you're number one. David, I guess the question is, did Creator come up to the podium with a towel over his head?
But you know what?
They should have put a bag on his head, that ugly ass horse.
You know, pulled the Kevin Durant, just put the towel over his head, just speak in very low tones.
Oh, God. All right. I gotta let go. I gotta let go.
Nay, nay,
nay.
Let me know when you guys are done. We're only celebrating the most heartbreaking horse betting loss of my life. I mean, it's no big deal. All right. So I wanna start the 4 o'clock hour, and this is the perfect backdrop. Doug and Scott did a topic today about what are you actually excited? We spent so much time talking about what we're not excited about with college football, the new world, as we're calling it. And I can't even get to the airwaves before I read something else I'm not excited about. Headline. Now, this comes by way of Rick Neuheisel, who does a show on Sirius XM satellite, whatever. The point is, he revealed on the show, Phil Knight is providing, quote, unlimited, end quote, NIL to Oregon. He's 86. He knows time is short. He will spend whatever it takes. And that's like in all caps, whatever it takes for them to win a national title and do it now. Phil Knight owns a small company you may have heard of. They provide shoes. It's called Nike. So, again, there are no rules. It's ridiculous.
I will simply say this.
I'm still thinking about Destin.
I know.
Just keep going.
As you like to say, Mike, all this is the quiet part out loud.
No, it's not.
This has been going on anyway.
All right. You know what? That cliche's got to stop. You got to stop.
What?
I don't want to get into an argument with you. It's got to stop. Rico, this has not been going on. Phil Knight wasn't dropping millions on kids. Wasn't happening.
Mike, Oregon was getting players that you were like, wait, how did Oregon get that player? Oregon has been upgrade. Oregon has been the test market for uniforms, for shoe. Kids had lockers
and
with
that's
PS5
not bags of money.
And Xboxes.
That's not bags of money. That's not the quiet part out loud.
Mike, they were getting paid, okay?
They were getting paid. But they weren't getting paid this. This is open.
Only thing is, we only know that how much they're getting paid.
Do you really believe in your heart he was paying $1 million for a recruit like he just did the other day? Do you believe that?
Probably not at the time, but whatever $1 million is worth today, yeah, you were probably having six-figure players going through the school.
Okay.
Because all of a sudden, Oregon was swooping in.
He did it again.
What?
A six-figure player is not a seven-figure player.
Mike, I said at the time when he was doing it quietly. Okay, you have to account for inflation.
That's fine. I just don't believe that. I don't because you would never. Everybody has a bullseye on him and that program. Nobody wants them there. They're the uninvited guest, and we all know about Nike. Mm-hmm. My point I'm making is if he is spending unlimited NIL, there's no point to this. That's crazy. Just like what A&M did for 1 year, and then the oil people even smartened up and went, what are we doing here?
Right, he's an old man out with his dying wish. He wants to see his team play, so he's just going to go out there, spend money, spend money, spend money.
Hate it. So my point is, another thing I hate. So we're going to turn it around. We're not going to have negativity like we just displayed.
What negativity? Because I said it.
I was being negative.
Oh, I'm about to say, is that cliche?
Me was being negative.
Okay.
Me, right here. Okay. I want to make it positive. So I want to turn the frown upside down. And it's going to be very simple. People like Rico tell me, oh, no, you need to love college football. There are plenty of new and exciting things my TV network have done for you. Sell me this pen. I want you to call this radio station and tell me one thing in the new world of college football you are actually excited about. Tell me. Tell me. I dare you to call up and tell me you're excited that Stanford's in the ACC. Tell me that.
What's the number?
248-539-9797.
Kenny, can I get through if I call?
I would actually like to see you call from the studio.
You know what?
No, stop.
Rico, I'll pass it along. Okay.
The point I'm making is, what are we actually excited about in what's about to happen in 3 weeks. Summer camp opens, mm-hmm. conferences realigned, the new playoff, the zaniness of NIL and the portal and the rest. What should I be excited about? For all the time that I'm called a boomer and a curmudgeon and I'm stuck in the past and football, tell me what I'm supposed to like then. Don't tell me about what a bad guy I am.
I got two things that I think you should be excited about.
Let me hear.
I don't think you will, because I think you are ready to die on this hill. But to those out there willing.
What a setup. What a setup, Kenneth.
You know what? I learned from the best. Okay.
Thank you very much.
The first thing, you're going to get meaningful games. Not one or two. Your team is going to have to play 5 to 7 meaningful games against teams that they could possibly lose to. It's not going to be Cupcake City where you save it all up, and if you could just beat Penn State and Ohio State, you're in. Or if you could just beat this team and this team, you win. It's going to be a gauntlet. It's the thing that I like the most about the SEC.
It just means more.
Every week, there's a game like, oh my goodness, you got to play Georgia, then you got to play LSU, then you got to play A&M, then you got to play Ole Miss. I like that. Now in the Big Ten especially, you're going to have to play games, and it's not going to be easy. It's going to be a little bit of a grind. The second thing, you're not going to be punished for loss. Because you have the 12-team playoff, you can schedule these games. You can play the games, and you can lose, because normally, unless you're in the SEC, you lose one game, you're out of contention. And if you lose it too early in the season, now your season's trash. Not anymore. Now, you can lose 1-2 games and still make the playoffs, which means I get to see quality games against quality teams, and I'm not punished.
All right, there's one. Go ahead. What else?
That was 2, actually.
That's 2?
That was 2.
It all sounded the same to me.
Because you weren't listening.
I was absolutely listening. I get it. You want all of your prepackaged synthetic matchups. You want to be able to lose. No, you want to be able to lower the bar.
It's not lowering the bar, Mike. It's how many times have we talked about, my goodness, play a real team? Guess what? You don't have to stockpile against MAC teams anymore.
Really?
Now you can go out there and play real teams, because they're all in your conference.
I don't know if that's guaranteed, though.
It isn't.
The non-conference is going to be
nothing.
No, no,
no. You'll have non-conference, but I'm saying your conference games will bring you 5 to 7 teams that are in the top 25 or at least the top 30. So you're going to be playing good teams. So if you're a season ticket holder, you got a reason to go to the game instead of one good game all season.
People, when I appeal to the hockey elite, God love those losers. They deliver. They show up in numbers. They're here to talk about their niche sport. I need the college football elite, because I want to continue our week of positivity. I need you to tell me what we should be excited about for the new college football, because I don't see it. I've been saying this now for years on end. I don't like anything the sport's doing. I hate the direction in sum total.
I need positive, Mike, because people won't call. You're going to yell at them.
This is a cry for help. No, there will be no yelling. I want help. I want them to tell me why, from a college football standpoint, I should get out of bed in the morning. I want to know. Because I don't, outside of cash the ticket and having to track the zillion bets that degenerate Costa does, I don't have a reason. I hate this sport.
But that's just it. Now you get to talk about some great games every week.
Don't even know who's on the teams. David, what is one thing you're excited about in the new world of college football? Let me hear it. Let me hear it.
I think it's the 12-team playoff, because more teams will get a shot at it. But then in the back of my mind, I keep saying it'll just be more SEC and more Big Ten teams.
Thank you.
So I don't really know if I'm excited for anything, Rico. I'm sorry.
David, you got to find something.
No, but here's the thing. It may be, but it's like anything. It's going to evolve. It may be years where there's more ACC schools, or there may be years where, you know what, it's going to be 3 group of 5 schools, or it's going to be teams that you're like, wow, they got a shot because they had a good schedule. They had a good run. Normally, we pat them on the head and say, yeah, you have no shot. You actually got a shot now.
You actually.
And, wait. And here's the other thing. I like the fact that if you're one of the top 4 schools, you get a home game. No, If you're in the 5-8, you get a home game.
You get a home game because the bye is for the 1-4.
You think these scumbags are going to reward teams with real schedules versus brand names with cream puff schedules? That's adorable. I'll believe it when I see it.
If you're just going to have... Mike, you got to open your heart.
I'm trying.
You got to let love come in.
Tell me
what. You know what? Here's the problem, David. You know what? We shouldn't have played the horse thing to stop.
No, we're good. We're good.
Right now, I could be offering this man the cure for cancer, and he'd be like, no.
No, not at all.
Don't want it.
No, not at all.
Take it and leave.
I will give you what I love. What I love is that there are pop...
That was
the power programs.
I apologize. Everything shifted because we added all the presidential ones. I was going to hit his drop. Everybody calm down.
Well, it's pretty much the same thing.
No, he added all the Biden and Trump stuff.
Right, I'm just saying.
It is.
It pretty much was the same thing that you played, Mike. So,
what I love is the power programs are in the power conferences. No longer do we have to play around with the Pac-12. No longer do we have to play around with the Big 12. They're in the conferences that hold the power. That's what I love.
Okay. People, what do we need to be excited about with new college football? About 3 weeks away from the new world starting, summer camp opening up, conferences fully realigned, the next portal window, can't wait. I just would like to know, because I'm always told how excited I'm supposed to be. And I don't know what I'm supposed to be excited for.
I don't think you're going to give it a chance. I don't think you're going to give love a chance.
Rico, the soul of the game is gone.
Got to give love a chance.